Oh, can't believe we've never done this before. So good. So good for Monica.
Oh, look at that. Time's up. My time.
That was a half an hour?
It's your timer.
You know, I don't like to brag about it, but I give, like, the best massages.
All right, then massage me up right nice.
So good, isn't it?
So good, I don't know what I've done to deserve it.
Colin, now stop trying to add more time to your massage. Say goodbye to sore muscles.
Goodbye, muscles!
She gives the worst massages ever. Okay, it was like she was torturing me for information. And I wanted to give it up. I didn't know what it was.
Chandler, if it really hurts that bad, you should just tell her.
Look, for the first time in my life, I'm in a real relationship, okay? I'm not going to screw that up by, you know, telling the truth.
Whoa, dude, look out. Dude, you almost crushed my hat. Sorry.
And the bunny got away.
This would be the place where you explain the hat.
Oh, okay. This is called a top hat.
And why are you wearing this? Is it top hat?
Yeah, but this is play, right? And I'm up for the part of this real cool, like, suave, international guy. A real clothes horse. So I figure everyone at the audition is going to be wearing this kind of, you know, ultra-hip, high-fashion stuff.
And you're going to make them all disappear.
Yeah, like you could find something as sophisticated as this.
Done.
Joey, if you want to look good, why don't you just come down to the store? I'll help you out.
Great, thanks, Rach.
Sure. God, please take those off.
All right.
Hey, Phoebes, how's it going?
Hey. Well, only okay, because I just got back from the hospital.
What?
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine, I'm okay. But my grandma sort of died. It's okay. I mean, she had a really incredible life. And it's not like I'm never going to see her again, you know? She's going to visit.
Well, maybe she's with us right now.
Yeah, right. Her first day on a new spiritual plane, and she's going to come to the coffee house.
Guys, I just saw two people having sex in a car right outside.
Phoebe's grandmother just died.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Actually, you know what? It's kind of cool. Because it's like, you know, one life ends and another begins.
Not the way they're doing it.
What happened? I'm sorry. How did she die?
Well, okay, we were in the market, and she bent down to get some yogurt, and she just never came back up again.
Eves, I'm so sorry.
It was really sweet. The last thing she said to me was, okay, dear, you go get the eggs, and I'm going to get the yogurt, and we'll meet at the checkout counter. You know what? We will meet at the checkout counter.
Okay, now, Joe, you know that since you're returning all of this stuff after the audition, you're going to have to wear underwear?
All right, well, you better show me some of that, too, then.
Okay, it's missing something. Oh, I know. Okay.
Really? A purse?
It's not a purse. It's a shoulder bag.
Looks like a woman's purse.
No. Joey, look. Trust me. I'm telling you, all the men are carrying them in the spring catalog. Look. See? Look. Men carrying the bag.
See? Look. Women carrying the bag. But it is odd how a woman's purse looks so good on me, a man.
Exactly. Unisex.
Maybe you need sex. I had sex a couple days ago.
No, Joey. You and I sex.
Well, I ain't gonna say no to that.
Who is it?
It's Phoebe.
Oh, great.
Oh, you.
What's up?
Well, I sort of have some bad news. Can I come in?
Yeah, no thanks.
Grandma died today.
Wow. Didn't she die like 5 years ago?
No, she just died today. Okay, we're having a memorial service tomorrow.
Okay, I know I went to that already.
No, you didn't.
Well, then who's been dead for 5 years?
Well, lots of people. Look, are you coming to the memorial service or not?
No. See, I already thought she was dead, so I've kind of made my peace with it. And plus, I'm going to a concert tomorrow, so I'd invite you, but I only have 2 tickets left. Fine. Okay, enjoy your concert.
Thanks. Enjoy your funeral.
Hey.
Wow, you look just like your son, Mrs. Tribbiani.
What? Are you referring to my man's bag?
At first I thought it just looked good, but it's practical, too. Check it out. It's got compartments for all your stuff.
Your wallet, your keys, your address book, your makeup.
Joey, what are you doing with the bag? Your audition's not till tomorrow.
Yeah, but sandwich time is right now.
Joey, you know you get any mustard on that bag, you can't return it.
Why would I return this? I love this bag.
All right, well then you owe me $350.
Fine. Do you take Vasa or Mustercard?
Joey.
All right, relax. Look, I'll pay you with the money from the acting job I am definitely going to get, thanks to you.
What's the part, Auntie Mame?
Don't listen to them. I think it's sexy.
You and I sexy?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Pinillo. Thank you so much for coming. Well, okay, here's your M3D glasses. And Reverend Pong will tell you when to put them on.
Hi.
Hey, how are you holding up?
Fine.
Hey, Phoebs. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know what? My grandma had the exact same bag.
Here, I brought you some flowers.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, pulling flowers out of it makes the bag look a lot more masculine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Is this the memorial?
Yeah. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Here's your 3D glasses.
All right.
So, how did you know Francis?
Well, I hadn't seen her for years, but I was pretty tight with her and her daughter.
Really? What's your name?
Frank Buffet. You know what? Strike that. My name actually is Joe. Joe Hill.
You're Frank Buffet?
Shh. No, Joe Hill.
You just said.
You know what? I gotta go, and thank you so much for coming.
But, oh my God.
What, honey?
What happened?
That was my dad.
Oh my God.
Hey, you guys, check it out. It's like it's coming right at me.
Did you catch him?
Hey, uh-huh.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, nice to meet you, Glenda. Well, obviously, I couldn't give him my real name.
Why? Why not?
Come on, you saw the way he ran out of here. What do you think, he's going to stick around and talk to the daughter he abandoned?
What did you say to him?
Well, I told him that, you know, I was the executor person of Francis's will and that I needed to talk to him. So I'm going to meet him at the coffee house later.
Could everyone please take their seats?
All right, well, I just can't think about that now. I just want to say goodbye to my grandma.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go say goodbye.
Hey, I'm off to my audition. How do I look?
I think you look great. Joey, that bag is going to get you that part.
And a date with a man. You know what? Make fun all you want. This is a great bag, okay? And it's as handy as it is becoming. Now, just because you don't understand something doesn't make it wrong. All right? So from now on, you guys are going to have to get used to the fact that Joey comes with a bag.
All right, I better go, too. I've got to go meet my dad.
Mm. Oh, Phoebs, what are you going to say? Are you going to tell him who you are?
No, not at first, because I don't want to freak him out.
Well, but aren't you pissed at him? I mean, this guy abandoned you. I got to tell you, if it were me, this guy would be in some serious physical danger. I mean, I'd walk in there, I'd be like, yo, Dad! You and me outside right now! Kind of scared myself.
Well, at least you scared someone.